Welcome to the Private Client Risk and Resilience Podcast. My name is Kurt Turnison, and I am your host. I'm also the founder and CEO of Risk Review. And Risk Review is a software platform that helps agents and brokers streamline the data gathering process with their clients and others to improve the client experience. So welcome to the show, everybody. I'm glad you're here. And I'm very excited about our conversation today because we're talking to Richard Kerr. And Richard Kerr has got an amazing career in the insurance industry, so I'm excited for him to share some of that with you, especially in today's world where we're dealing with a lot of challenges in the high net worth space, talking specifically about the hard market, whether it's challenges with placements in California, dealing with non-renewals in Long Island, or trying to find hurricane coverage down in Florida on the coast. Richard has a lot of experience with this, and I'm excited for him to share some of his insights with us. And the other thing I'm excited about, which we'll learn further throughout this show, is, you know, one of the things that's one of the strategies I use, and I think a lot of people in our business use to help when we're in difficult situations like this, is to reach out to other people and network. And so that's where we're going to jump and talk about another organization that Richard founded that I'm very excited about. And so welcome to the show, Richard.
Thank you, Kurt. Glad to be here.
Thank you very much. So I thought we'd just start off with a little bit about yourself. And so if you don't mind, could you tell our audience who you are and tell us a little bit about your career in the insurance industry?
Great. Appreciate that. So again, yes, I'm Richard Kerr. I am the Chief Executive Officer of Novate Risk Group, and I merged my company, Market Scout, into Novate almost a year ago and took over the reins as CEO. We have made 15 acquisitions of various types of specialty wholesalers, MGAs, program managers, and Lloyd's cover holders. We put them together on a platform which will enable us to grow and better service our retail agency clients. So we're going from there. Prior to merging Market Scout into Novate, I was Chief Executive Officer at Lambert Fenchurch U.S. Holdings. And before that, I was president on the retail side of a group called Sedgwick, which later became Marsh. So I've been a retail agent, a wholesale agent, an MGA, formed and owned TPAs and various other entrepreneurial upstart dot-com high-tech companies and things of that nature. And I served for 8 years as an underwriting name on various Lloyd's syndicates in the London market. So try to use all that expertise and experience of making a lot of mistakes along the way to deliver good solutions for our client friends. And in this time, the best thing we can do, especially in the high net worth personal line space, is help people find capacity, do deals, find out where you can get wind capacity in Florida or brush and wildfire capacity in California and all places in between, because the capacity is so dear today, and whatever you have, you normally can sell. So the point that you made earlier, Kurt, about the CIPC is a good one, because insurance underwriters are now really wanting to work with retail agents that know their game. It doesn't matter if it's high net worth personal lines or you're insuring hotels or windmills. They want people that know their, that have the expertise in that particular field. So that's why I think it's very appropriate to for you to make reference to the Council for Insuring Private Clients, because that's a place where people go to network, learn, get educated, provide advocacy, and you make connections with people that are smart, that know what they're doing, and those kind of connections lead on to other things that will help you as a retail agent do better for your client.
100% agree. And I want to jump to the CIPC in a minute, but before we do, I want to talk a little bit more about Novate and the excess markets that you've been involved in for a long time, because, you know, Market Scout before Novate, and then Novate, and then you mentioned these different acquisitions. You know, I'm curious just as to, you know, what some of the things you've seen throughout your time in the excess markets? Because you were on the retail side before that, now on the wholesale side. What tips do you have potentially for the audience for finding that capacity, you know, when you're looking for, you know, the wildfire coverage or the wind coverage?
Right. And the capacity is there. It's just being very diligently parsed out. So all the way from an admitted market carrier here in the United States over to a Lloyd's syndicate or maybe a German reinsurer, the capacity is there. So this is the best thing that I think we can all do is not waste the time of our underwriters. And it seems so mundane and so grade school 101, but the quality of the submissions and the ability to bind is really critical. So if you have a limited amount of time and a limited amount of capacity, you're going to deal with those folks that don't waste your time. So these underwriters are looking at it like that. If it comes in and they know it comes from Kurt, and Kurt has always done a great submission, and we bind with him whenever it comes, that's the one that's going to move to the top of the stack. That's where you want to do. You want to do anything you can to get to the top of the stack to get access to that capacity. So be it through Novitae or any of our other fine competitors, they're all going to do the same thing. They want to work with someone that doesn't waste their time and has a quality submission, because then they go to their underwriters or their own facilities, and it's going to be measured based on what's the ratio of the submit to quote and the quote to bind. And if those ratios are high, you go to the top of the stack and you get the capacity as opposed to someone else.
Yep. It makes complete sense. And do you think that it's that philosophy has become more pronounced of late, you know, during the hard market?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The hard market has exacerbated that philosophy very much. For instance, we just reloaded one of our contracts for capacity in Southern Florida, and we picked up another $1 billion in capacity, which sounds like a lot, but it goes quick. It's not that much. So we're very judicious on that. And we want to use it for those folks that we know that will give us good submissions. And if they say the roof is new, you can take it to the bank. The roof is new. Quality agents, quality submissions, deliver. And if claims come, that's fine. But we all knew it. We all had good information. So that's what we're doing. And I know a lot of our competitors are doing the same thing. So that relationship building is really important. Spending the time with your markets, either your direct markets or the markets via wholesalers or MGAs or cover holders, is really important now, more so than ever.
Thank you for that information. And I think that's extremely helpful and to the audience. So I do want to jump over to talk a little bit about the CIPC, because, you know, this is an area that I'm very passionate about. Like I said, as far as connecting with other professionals in the business, can you tell us a little bit about the Council for Insuring Private Clients and how it all started and what motivated you to start that organization?
So we started it almost 12 years ago. I believe this will be our 11th or 12th session. And the reason we started it was because there just wasn't a collaborative group for education, networking, and advocacy in this emerging private client high net worth space. It's certainly different than traditional commercial. It's very much different than traditional personal lines, because very wealthy people have extremely complex risks. It's not unusual to have personal lines accounts well in excess of $500,000 in premium a year. Many, many are over $1 million, and they have many moving parts with all sorts of problems. So in order to be a good advocate for your client, you really need to understand the space in a different way. Just as we've been discussing, homeowners and cat coverage is one thing, but these wealthy clients have yachts, they have trains and planes and boats and toys and all different types of complex situations. And many of them have family offices that you must integrate with. So we wanted to put together a platform where people could come together and say, I have a problem with this, or does anybody know what the answer might be? And as we began doing that, in networking with some of the boutique and larger high net worth practices, it became very clear that there was a strong pent-up demand for this. So that's when we formed the CIPC. And we put together a fantastic board of directors, which we still have ongoing, with some of the best and brightest minds in the country. So we do that. It's supported by most of the large admitted market insurance companies, Lloyd's of London, the cover holders, the Lloyd's syndicates, and the likes. And it is a wonderful networking position, not only at the annual conference, which takes place, this year it's May 1st and 2nd here in Dallas, but each year we do that. And then as the year goes on, there's a networking collaborative approach to everything. If you have a big problem on something, you can go to the CIPC group and they'll help you solve it. One of the other points was, is in doing that, there needed to be an educational format to where you really learn the business and share that kind of information. So that's quite a large lift. And we wanted to do something that wasn't, you show up and do a couple of multiple choice questions and you get a designation. We wanted something with some real meat on the bones. So we partnered with the National Alliance for Insurance Education and developed the Certified Personal Risk Management Program, CPRM. The National Alliance are the folks that do the CIC designation. So they're well positioned to do that. And it is a 5-part battery of essay exams. Each exam is preceded by a 2.5-day in-person or online course curriculum. It's a collegiate level examination. It's essay. It's difficult. You'll be very proud of it once you achieve it. And then you'll be part of a networking group of folks that that also have the similar type designation. So the answer is we saw a need for networking, advocacy, and education, and a lot of people that were really interested in it. And the industry as a whole was just circled around it. And we've just had so much support from the industry and from smart, evolving people like you, Kurt, that have helped us get where we are.
Yeah, that's excellent. And what a great history. So, and I was particularly interested in the CPRM designation. I think that is a very worthwhile endeavor and something that a lot of people have already benefited from. I think I saw on your website there's over 1,200 people that have gotten the designation. I don't know if that's still accurate, but I've talked to many people who have it and said that it was a very worthwhile endeavor. And so that, along with the annual conference and along with the ongoing networking opportunities throughout the year, I mean, this is a pretty big organization, outside of, all the other things that you do. So you're doing a lot for the industry. So I thank you for that. And if you look back over the history of, your focus on the CIPC, maybe in the last 10 or so years, what would you say are some of like the milestone or big events throughout that time that, you can recall that, you think the audience would be interested to learn about?
I think the biggest thing was the recognition of a group of folks that really are in the game and are dedicated to bettering themselves. And the milestone there is we literally have underwriters who come to us and say, okay, this is a new agent that you want to start providing capacity to. Who are they? What's their commitment? So there's so many, every agent's going to stumble onto a $40 million home once in a while and try and figure out how to do it. We don't, and our underwriters don't want to work with those one-off situations. We'd rather work with someone that is dedicated to that process. And so that has amplified that position so that I guess it's really more or less created a barrier to entry. You're either in the game or you're not. If you stumble on a $40 million home and think you're going to come into the market and get a lot of attention, you're probably mistaken because you'll fail with that. We're going to that folks are looking to go with, you know, some of the really great retail agents that are highly focused, you know, people like, I mean, there's many of them, Sterling, Lockton, you know, Baldwin Risk, different people like that are really good at those type of things. And that's who most of the underwriting capacity wants to work with.
Oh, it's very interesting. When let's talk a little bit more about the annual conference. So like you said, it's coming up in May. I will be there. I know you'll be there. I know a lot of my friends will also be there. Wanted to ask, what are some of the key themes that are going to be discussed at this annual conference? And, you know, truth be told, I will be running one of the panel sessions, which I'm very excited about. And I'll just mention that real quick. We're going to be talking about artificial intelligence in the high net worth space, where we're going to delve a little bit into use cases, you know, compliance matters, responsible AI use, all kinds of things. And I'm excited to bring that topic to the field. But what are some of the other things that are going to be mentioned during the conference?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, this is a great time of the year. We have it in Dallas. It's a beautiful time to be here. All the cool kids will be there. So it's going to be a fun place to be with. We literally have folks from all over the globe that come in different capacities. But one of the sessions we'll be talking about, which is near and dear to everyone's heart, is where and how do you get capacity? Looking for retail capacity. And so that's going to be a great kind of a panel situation led by Rob LaRocca at Sterling Risk and Will Vandenheuvel from Cincinnati will be on that panel and participating along with some other folks. So we'll start out with that. And, you know, we'll also come in and be a little bit entrepreneurial. CIPC has always had an entrepreneurial bent. You know, it's our mantra is it's open to all. Everyone can come. We don't care who it is. If you know nothing or if you're an expert, you're invited. And we like having all types of people there, all types of other wholesalers, MGAs, and cover holders. So one thing with that entrepreneurial bent in mind is we'll have a session on, hey, is now a good time to open up a new high net worth retail agency? And if I'm going to do that, what does that mean for me? Is it even possible? What's the barriers to entry? What would that look like? So we have a panel of three people that are going to be there. These are people that have both insurance company and actual retail experience in startups. So that's going to be a really great session, and it'll be led off that morning. So that'll be one of the other things we do. And of course, Kurt, your session that you just mentioned, we'll be doing that one as well. And followed on by the interaction with family offices. You know, that's that session will be led by Kate Norris. And Kate has a firm that focuses specifically on that. So she'll give us some guidance and insight on what's going on with the family offices. That we do this in a fashion of half a day, half a day. And most people come in early and we'll have the first morning open. You'll do a half day session followed by dinners and cocktail sessions, et cetera. Then the next morning is completely open, followed by another half a day session. The reason those mornings are open like that is people love getting together in sidebars and networking and having meetings with the markets. All the markets are there, gives you a chance to catch up with your underwriters. And you know, we're all so busy and we're all a little bit A-prime. So it's hard for us to sit in a room for an entire day at a time. This way you can get out, do your business, come back, meet with a bunch of underwriters or your other colleagues, spend half a day. So at the conclusion of the Wednesday, May 1st afternoon, we go into cocktails and dinners and breakout sessions with people with all kinds of different dinners. And then the next morning, we start back up and we're going to have a really great session. Phil Trim, who is the president of Marsh Berry, is going to give us a macroeconomic analysis of the industry as a whole, what's taking place specifically as related to high net worth in the related marketplace and valuations on industry. You know, what's the M&A activity look like? Everybody likes to hear this, and there's nobody better than Phil to give us an update there. So we follow up with that. And then We have a great team, a great session that's going to be led by Nick Ross from Acrisure. And it's going to be talking about how do you build your team in the high net worth space? Because it's so difficult to get great people. Where do you get them? How do you get them? How do you convert a commercial or a personal lines person into a high net worth individual? What's the learning curve? What's the path? And literally to a person, every senior member of any retail, wholesale, or MGA team is, we need people. We need qualified people, and they're just so hard to get. So we're going to talk about that and how you convert someone and get them trained up to be a really meaningful member of your team. And on the second day, after networking breaks, then we're going to wrap up with what I consider to be probably one of the best solutions to our cat situation into the future, and its parametric coverage. You know, there's so many people that you can get the cover, but you can't get the wind cover or something of that nature. So parametric insurance has become a really prevailing and important component to the high net worth sector, in that you may have a home on the beach insured for $20 million, but it's X wind. So then you can go buy parametric coverage, which will simply say, if the wind blows over 100 miles an hour within 10 miles of your home, you get paid. If it's 120 miles, you get paid more. So you buy a limit. Maybe that limit's $1 million. If the wind blows 100 miles an hour, you get 200,000. If it blows 150 miles an hour, you get $1 million. And that's it. There is no claim submission, nothing. You either get paid or you don't. So that's taking place there. It's taking place with wildfires, hails, convective storms. And it's just an alternative way to provide some cap capacity at sometimes a much more competitive rate. So that will wrap it up. A lot of people stay over after that. Like I said, Dallas is a great place to be in May. And so they continue having meetings with their colleagues and markets and things of that nature. So that's the complexion of the CIPC and what will be happening in May.
It's excellent. That is a very interesting agenda with relevant topics to today and things that we can all use in our daily lives. Very, very exciting. Thanks for sharing that with us. The other aspect, and I've gone to the conference several times, the other aspect of it that I really enjoy are the sponsors. Some of the vendors that you have there are very interesting. They bring their perspectives, their tools, their solutions, specifically for the high net worth, to the attendees. So I wondered if you could share with us, some of the sponsorships and some of the vendors who will also be there, and, different ways the attendees have benefited from those in the past.
Yeah. And again, this is really important to us because, there's nobody's making money off of this event. We're all doing it to help each other out. So obviously Market Scout and Novate have heavily sponsored and funded this event, but we've been doing it with fantastic support from the likes of AIG, which I guess is now Private Client Services, Chubb, many other major carriers, of Bishopsgate, which is a Lloyd's broker. We partner with the National Alliance to do the same thing. And then there are a lot of vendors and different people from everything from flood resources to water shutoff companies and the likes. These sponsorships range in from tiny ones all the way to great, great large ones that are very, very beneficial. But it's a part of what we do and have done, and the industry as a whole has embraced it. And we really appreciate that. All the board appreciates it, and they all hustle to try and help us get these sponsorships in, because that brings, more people to the forefront and helps us offset some of the expenses. So it's very much appreciated.
Yep. Well, I know as an attendee and as a previous vendor, I benefit on both sides. And ultimately, like you said before, it is the connections, it's the networking, it's the ability to meet people that are doing what you're doing, that are having the same challenges that you are, to be able to connect with them in person, not just on Zoom or on the phone, and have these deep conversations that is the true value of these types of events. And so thank you for organizing it. Thank you for putting it together and bringing all these people together. And I mean, your career is a testament to how good you are at putting people together. And so it's pretty amazing. And I hope the audience, people who are listening to this, are excited as I am about it. And would like to go to the event. And so I guess that's a good question is, if people would like to register for the event, how do they go about doing that?
You can just go to the website, which is privateclientcouncil.com, and there's registration information right there. It's really easy. So, and it's not expensive. I mean, we purposely made it inexpensive, but I think it's $400 or thereabouts, somewhere around there. And it's reasonable. You can go to privateclientcouncil.com and do that, or you can reach out to any one of the board members that are listed on the website, which includes you, Kurt.
That's right.
So that's right. They'll help you get organized and get in the right position to come. So
excellent. I'll include that website in our show notes as well. Yeah. So people have easy access to it. But yeah, and Dallas is such a great place to fly into. It's so easy. Most airports are, straight shot directly to them. So super easy. And the hotels that you have the conferences in have always been top notch. Last year was the Adolphus. I think this year is the Warwick, which is a phenomenal hotel. And then there's amazing restaurants. And like you said, you know, a lot of the attendees will get together for dinner, you know, that first night to do some additional conversations. And one of my favorite places to go is called the Monarch. And it's at the top of one of these sky rises, downtown Dallas. And the food's excellent. One of my friends once said to me, it's like, you'll always remember a good meal. That was one of those, and I always remember those.
That's a pretty bougie place, Kurt.
That was a bougie place, and I remember the people who took me there too. So that was a lot of fun. So thanks for all this information. I really appreciate you sharing your knowledge and your energies. You know, not only on this call, but in your entire career in the insurance space, because you've done a tremendous amount. So thank you very much for that. And thank you for your time today.
Appreciate it, Kurt. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And thank you to the Private Client Risk and Resilience audience for listening in today. I appreciate it. If you have any suggestions for future speakers for our show, please feel free to reach out. If you'd like to give us a review online, please do so as well. I appreciate it. Thanks again, everybody. Take care and be safe out there.